Airbnb is fighting for its survival here in New York. Last week, Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law which would levy hefty financial penalties on people who advertise illegal apartment listings on the short-term home rentals website. That could lead to a sharp drop in the number of active listings. Airbnb immediately asked for a temporary restraining order, saying the new law would cause the company irreparable harm. WNYC's Ilya Maritz is on Skype with us to help us digest what's happening. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this harm that Airbnb thinks will happen if the new law is allowed to stand.
What this law does is it penalizes any listing of a home for less than 30 days in an apartment building if the person who normally lives there isn't present. Fines start at $1,000 and can go up to $7,500 for repeat offenses. But that is a harm for hosts. Airbnb believes it too could be harmed. The company says in a complaint submitted to a court, quote, "In order to be assured of avoiding liability, Airbnb would be required to screen and review every listing a host seeks to publish on Airbnb's platform," and it says it could cost them a lot of time and money to do that. Now, this is exactly what Airbnb's critics and governments have said for years that they want them to do, to only post listings that are legal and to vet all listings. But the company says that complying with the law might actually just force them to take down a lot of lawful listings, and that's why they're asking for this temporary restraining order to block the law. And by the way, we could learn as soon as today whether a federal court will grant that injunction.
And just to recap, the purpose of this law?
Well, it's both a quality of life issue in terms of addressing complaints about loud parties and luggage left in hallways and residential buildings coming to resemble hotels. It's also an affordability issue because so many lawmakers believe that home sharing sites, and Airbnb is not the only one, are taking large numbers of apartments permanently off the rental market.
So for now, at least, the authorities have this new tool, a much broader law with stiff penalties. Are they using it?
They are not using it yet. They want to see what happens in court. But let's say the law is upheld. The question then becomes, what does enforcement look like? I talked with Ilan Parra, the city's former enforcement chief, who's now at a firm called Lemire LLC. And he says looking at online listings could be a potentially very, very powerful tool, change the whole landscape of enforcement. But it doesn't mean that enforcement becomes easy. For example, Airbnb listings typically don't give the exact address or the identity of the host. So if enforcers spot, you know, something that they think is trouble and they want to take action against that host, the city might have to actually subpoena the information from the company. And basically, it could result in a ton of litigation.
And let's say Airbnb's challenge fails and the new law is eventually upheld. Does Airbnb wither here in New York?
It could, and that would be a big deal, of course. We learned from court documents that there are 46,000 Airbnb hosts in New York City, so people who depend on the service in part for their income. Last year, according to The Guardian, New York was Airbnb's number two city in the world after Paris. So if the law stands, Airbnb's bottom line definitely takes a hit. Their image could take a hit as well.
So what's the potential impact for the Airbnb as a company? I mean, I read they're valued at $30 billion. That's more than many hotel chains.
Airbnb's model depends on the idea that the company doesn't have to tailor its service to each of the cities where it operates. It can be the exact same thing everywhere you go, much the same way that Uber or eBay is the same wherever you go. And that's what the company believes. That's what its investors believe. And remember, Airbnb is not yet a public company. It's more sort of like a very big startup. If they learn that they do have to tailor their platform to New York City and maybe to other cities, well, that's a problem. It means the whole model is a lot more expensive than they had believed. And you better believe that the leaders in other cities will be watching what happens in New York very closely.
KWNYC's Ilya Maritz. Ilya, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we asked you earlier to give us a call with your thoughts on Airbnb and whether it's good or bad for New York City. Here are callers Rachel and Catherine, who support the site.
I have a little summer house in Cape Cod that I rent out for a couple of weeks a year. You wouldn't believe the lovely people that come and rent it out. I think Airbnb is a wonderful idea. It gets people together. It gives them a wonderful place to stay. And it fosters international friendships.
Airbnb is a way for regular average people to make some extra money in an ever-increasingly expensive city. Those who would seek to thwart Airbnb do so at the behest and with the backing of larger corporate entities. Once again, the little guy's voice is silenced.
And you can share your thoughts on Airbnb by giving us a call. The number is 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-MY-WNYC, and we may play your comments on the air.